So we all know that the CCP is one of the dominant forces in the world, allied with the left, trying to demoralize and break the will of the American people. But specifically when we look at Hollywood itself, yes, China owns the majority interest in the big production studios, but the individuals running Hollywood make extremely good bedfellows with the CCP because they hate America. The left hates America. And they hate any type of cohesiveness in America that can bring us together, because if we stand together, we are basically undefeatable. Welcome back to the special Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Let's break down an extremely important concept that everybody knows is real. You see it every day in your life. You read about it in the history books, and that is elite capture. Very important article at townhall.com. Elite capture, what it is, and how it threatens America's future. Now, the important part of this article delves on the CCP and how they own four of the six big Hollywood studio production houses, and how they're allied with the left and big tech and the Democratic Party to sow social discord, crime, racial division, transgenderism, pedophilia, all of it. The very garbage being funded here in the U.S. by the CCP is illegal in their country because they know it undermines and destroys society. It's that simple. So we all know that the CCP is one of the dominant forces in the world, allied with the left, trying to demoralize and break the will of the American people. But specifically when we look at Hollywood itself, yes, China owns the majority interest in the big production studios, but the individuals running Hollywood make extremely good bedfellows with the CCP because they hate America. The left hates America. And they hate any type of cohesiveness in America that can bring us together, because if we stand together, we are basically undefeatable. It's always been said that America could not fall from without. It could only fall from within. And it's very important to understand that the CCP's elite capture, the universities, the Democratic Party, most of the major corporations, they're buying up the land, is an alliance with the European Union, with the private central banks, with the WEF and Hollywood. And then it is the elites within all these different power structures that meet at the World Economic Forum and at other globalist confabs to combine their power for total elite capture. And that's why this clip of one of the up-and-coming big leaders in Canada is so important. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, in speech after speech, has pointed out that the shots are dangerous. They shouldn't have forced them on people. They should bring back government workers that were fired for not taking it. The big pharma should be investigated, and that the World Economic Forum is openly bragging with a bunch of billionaires how they've taken over major governments of the world. She's calling out the main organization that organizes the different factions of elite capture groups into one unified front against humanity. And as I've hammered and hammered and hammered, as we begin to identify these groups and organizations, it's the beginning of the end of their new world order, because they can't get away with this shadow government corporate system if we the people are aware.
Yes, I find it distasteful when billionaires brag about how much control they have over political leaders, as the head of that organization has. And I think that that is offensive. The people who should be directing government are the people who vote for them. And the people who vote for me and for my colleagues are people who live in Alberta and who are affected by our decisions. And so, quite frankly, until that organization stops bragging about how much control they have over political leaders, I have no interest in being involved with them. My focus is here in Alberta, solving problems for Albertans with the mandate from Albertans.
Now, let's delve deeper into the organizations and groups that are part of this globalist New World Order, Great Reset, elite capture system. There's a big article up on Infowars.com. Who is funding Stop Oil? Stop Oil is the group blocking highways, blocking factories, blocking other systems like trains, airports, and dousing masterpiece paintings like Van Gogh's sunflowers with cans of potato and tomato soup, and then being given media support for it. when you go into who actually funds Stop Oil, oh, guess what? It's the Gettys, made their money in oil. It's British Petroleum. It's major banking corporations and major media corporations like Disney, because they're part of a larger plan, because they control the energy to start curtailing and cutting energy off and charging you more for it to cut your standard of living. This is basic siege. This is classic warfare. It's another great example last week that was in the Gateway Pundit, where there's been a big formula shortage, as you know, here in the United States because of government regulations and supply chain breakdowns. And so there are a lot of goat farms around the U.S. that already produce really high quality powdered milk that's almost as good as human milk for babies that's made from goat milk. In fact, with my five-year-old daughter now, when she was born, after about 6 months, my wife couldn't produce milk anymore for some reason. We had to order from Germany top-rated goat powdered formula, because if you don't live near one of these farmers, they're not allowed to sell it to you. And that's what was in the news last week. Just a small example of how Biden was working to block U.S. development and domestic use, but also export of powdered goat milk to Europe, but he allows the goat milk in from Europe. This is all part of keeping their foot on our neck. And again, it's just a very small piece of this whole situation, but why can't American farmers produce milk, have it turned into powder that's safely stored, safely transferred to take care of children? Instead, we've seen USA Today articles and other publications come out and say that women should just stop having babies and then there wouldn't be a milk shortage or there wouldn't be a formula shortage. Again, they want to cut off the resources so you don't have money to get married, don't have money to raise children, don't have money to live a good life, because they're greedy globalist bastards that want to depopulate you and your family. They are out to get you. And people have to understand that this is a conscious globalist operation. I know most of this audience understands that, but everybody else tuning in for the first time need to get it through your head. When you pretend the Democrats care about you, or you pretend the big corporations care about you, when you pretend all of this, or that the left's going to save you, you're a fool. You are being targeted by the globalists, period. And only till we wake up to that and say no do we have any chance of stopping it. And finally, in this segment, I want to play a clip, because he's been recently out giving more speeches saying the same thing, of the UN World Food Chief saying, quote, hell on earth is going to be released if we don't give the UN tens of billions of dollars more. When again, the same organization ordered the lockdowns, carried out the lockdowns worldwide, directed the media censorship of therapeutic treatments, pushed the poison shots, and now the very group that executed this, that I warned you almost 3 years ago this would happen, is posing as our savior. Here he is.
We're facing a food pricing problem in 2022 that's creating havoc around the world. Well, if we don't get on top of this thing quickly, and I don't mean next year, I mean this year, you will have a food availability problem in 2023, and that's going to be hell on earth. We're looking at $11 billion shortfall of food production inside Africa alone. The world produces enough food to feed everybody on the planet, over 7.7 billion people. 50% of that food is because of fertilizer.
They are literally starving the planet to death. And as the third world collapses, they're organizing the survivors to invade the United States, and they call them, quote, migrants. This is a tried and true plan. And we see people with Stockholm syndrome going along with the system, even though deep down they know it's destroying them. Now we're going to go to break. Owen Schroyer is going to take over. Hotep Jesus is coming up, and so much more. This is a big broadcast today. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And just remember, the enemy is working around the clock to censor and suppress and block this information. So please share the live feed from Infowars.com/show and band.video. Take the archive videos, take the most important articles, and share them, because the public is waking up and ready for the truth. We'll be right back. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll Just try them. I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.